You know, I think it's fair to say that among the takeaways from this whole Florida business is it's an only in America kind of moment.
That's probably true.
Political horse trading in a culture war, only in America. Provoked by one obscure Florida Christian pastor, Terry Jones, only in America. Although some would say only in Florida. I think you said that.
Yes, exactly.
It's drawn in a Florida imam who apparently negotiated some deal with Terry Jones yesterday to meet with Faisal Abdul Rauf, the spiritual leader behind that Islamic center being built in Lower Manhattan. The
yes.
president even weighed in yesterday morning, urging Terry Jones to back down.
This is a recruitment bonanza for Al-Qaeda. I just hope that he says he's someone who is motivated by his faith.
And he says he's praying on it.
Yeah, I hope he listens to those better angels.
It's the president speaking on Good Morning America yesterday. One of those better angels, it occurred to me.
Probably the only time he's been called this.
Was the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, who actually called Jones personally.
Yes.
And said that a Quran burning would endanger U.S. troops in Afghanistan and Iraq, amplifying, I think, with his personal phone call, comments made earlier in the week by General David Petraeus.
We're concerned that the images from the burning of a Quran would be used in the same way that extremists used images from Abu Ghraib, that they would, in a sense, be indelible.
It's unclear to us this morning, I think we've mentioned this on more than one occasion today, who's driving this. Is it Terry Jones? Is it Islamic officials concerned with that mosque in Lower Manhattan? Is it the media? Exactly. Does the president have an opportunity? There's a news conference later today. It's going to be streamed live on our website, supposedly.
At 11 a.m.
Convened to talk about the economy. But this is clearly going to come up. What is the opportunity for the president? And what do we make of the Defense Department's weighing in on this matter, both General Petraeus and Secretary of Defense Robert Gates? Todd Zwillick joins us, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
Also, our old friend, Jonathan Marcus, BBC diplomatic correspondent, joining us from London. Good morning, Jonathan.
Yes, good morning, John.
First of all, Todd, what is the opportunity for leadership here for President Obama, or does he just dodge the whole thing?
Well, I don't think he's going to have a chance to dodge the whole thing, but because of this news conference that you mentioned. And I have a feeling that if the White House thought they wanted to truly dodge the whole thing at this point, they never would have scheduled an East Room news conference for 11 a.m., supposedly to talk about the economy. But we all know that this is going to come up. Look, public opinion is going to be behind the president on this. Most people in the conservative camp, almost everybody, said Korans should not be burned. So he's not going to be out on a limb, but it's pretty clear that the White House would have rather have not dealt with a pastor with 50 followers or 75 or whatever it is. They're only encouraging the next person who wants to get on the world stage from doing the same thing. But in the end, I think it got so close to an actual Quran burning that they had the Secretary of Defense step in to try to put a stop to it, and that's where they're at now.
And that's the really interesting piece for me, Jonathan Marcus. I mean, you've got Bob Gates calling this pastor, essentially utilizing Pentagon skills that have proved very, very effective in finding reconciliation among radical clerics in Iraq and Afghanistan. Gates calls this fellow, it's ironic, it's beyond ironic. It just seems really, really interesting that the Pentagon's been called in here.
Well, it's ironic, of course. I mean, the Pentagon intruded directly, I suppose, when General Petraeus himself became involved. But I think you've got to remember that this story was building throughout the summer months. There were indeed demonstrations against this proposed act in Afghanistan the day before General Petraeus himself spoke. So he was, if you like, I think already responding to a story that was out there, not just out there in America, but out there around the world in many societies, which clearly would respond very violently, perhaps, to this event if it did indeed occur.
Do you think that this Terry Jones is being treated by the Pentagon the same way they treated Muqtada al-Sadr? I mean, obviously they're different in certain respects, but there's a similarity there.
Well, parochial small town Florida is perhaps a very different place. I don't know. But I look, it's a hell of a problem. I mean, it shows you. I mean, if you hear people talking about the global village, it is quite extraordinary that a small town episode like this has been erected into something of a major security concern, not just for right. the United States, one should say, but for all of its allies. It's interesting that all of the countries who have troops in Afghanistan, many of the prominent countries, France, Britain, London, where I'm speaking from, the German government and so on, have all weighed in, making their views about this very, very clear.
They're all very big stakeholders here. That
big
is
stakeholders.
Sure.
And I think also one shouldn't be unaware of the propaganda machine, if you like, of what the American government would call the other side.
Indeed.
I mean, there is a sophisticated propaganda machine out there watching all of this, eager to manipulate and use whatever happens for their own ends. And I think that is clearly part of the equation.
And the president hoping to stop it. Jonathan Marcus, BBC diplomatic correspondent. Todd Zwillick, I have to ask you, can the president be a detached kind of mediator here? In some sense, he's part of it all, with all these discussions about whether he's a Muslim and what does his birth certificate say among the American electorate.
Right, and that's the undercurrent of this entire discussion, I think, and I suspect ultimately why the White House got involved in any way in this. Look, John, polls suggest that 30% or more of Americans believe Barack Obama is a Muslim. He isn't. When you're dealing with that reality, I think they had to deal with this in a way that they probably wouldn't have dealt with in another situation.
You should say, when you're dealing with that unreality reality.
Unreality reality, yeah. which becomes a surreality, which is where we're at here. Look, detached, the White House clearly stepped in here, but they tried to do it in a detached way. The president didn't call anybody. They had the defense secretary call and appeal to Pastor Jones' love of the military, I suppose. Or
and they made it a military argument, not an ethical one.
Correct.
So on the wires, it's saying that Austin Goolsbee is going to be named the head of the economic advisory team there at the White House at the top of this news conference, but the Quran burning is going to be the first question. Yes or no?
Oh, I think it would probably have to be the first question. Austin Goolsbee, by the way, was not a surprise choice for anyone in Washington, but I think with the way the cable nets are handling this story, with the way we're handling this story, first question comes out. It has to be on the Gainesville situation.
Todd Zwillick will be there at the news conference by President Obama.
Oh, no.
Live
no,
stream.
John.
You won't
I'm
be
off
there?
To Delaware. I'm off to Delaware to cover the Senate race.
All right. Well, Todd Zwillick, takeaway Washington correspondent, commenting on the events later today. 11 o'clock news conference by President Obama. It will be live streamed at the Takeaway.org, so at least you can be there. We also spoke with Jonathan Marcus, BBC diplomatic correspondent from London.